Committee will come to order. President are Senator Little, Senator Zaroff, myself, and Senator Rieger. We have before us Senate Bill 92 for approval for calendaring, and we also have a substantive hearing on Senate Resolution Number 5. We'll take up Senate 92 first and get it out of the way.
Okay. Mr. President, I move that
Senator Rieger.
Senate Bill 92 be approved for calendaring at the discretion of the chair.
Are there objections to approval for calendaring of Senate Bill 92 at the discretion of the chair? Without objection, so ordered. Members will sign that report. And that brings us to Senate Resolution Number 5. Senator Zaroff, this is your resolution. If you want to give us the opening statement, we'll see if anyone wants to testify.
Thank you, Mr. President. This resolution there comes from the host of opposition that we've had to one of the names that was provided for by from the governor to the seats on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. Of the six members that were listed, there were three seats, names for each seat. And one seat there had the name of Mr. Tillian, and we found there that throughout the years there that Mr. Tillian has been quite controversial and very much divisive there in his comments there. And I should say, from his comments there, he has created quite a bit of divisiveness throughout the fisheries communities in the state. And I might also add that since we've introduced this resolution last week, that there have been a host of telephone calls, public opinion messages, and comments that have come in support of the resolution. And to my knowledge, there has not been one that has come in opposition to the resolution.
Thank you, Senator Zaroff. Do we have anyone here who wishes to testify on Senate Resolution Number 5? We have no one signed up to testify on Senate Resolution Number 5. Okay, so there is no one interested in public participation. Are there any questions on the resolution?
I would say, Mr. Chairman, that I have received two calls from my district, people who are not in favor of the resolution, and probably about 12 calls from people who are in favor of it. So there are two that have been put forward as being against.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Rieger.
Does this resolution, is this centering on a policy issue regarding individual fishing quotas? I mean, isn't that something that Mr. Tillian has advocated, and I know some fisheries industry, some groups in the fisheries industry have opposed the quota system, such as what halibut has, or doesn't have. I mean, proposed it for halibut, and some of the other species have. To Senator Zaroff.
Mr. Chairman, I would guess, sir, that in part that's been in there, but I think overall, though, when you look at the fishing communities throughout the state, the name of the individual that appears on this resolution there is one there that is not often come up there in a positive sense. And there has been quite a bit of, and as I mentioned earlier, divisiveness throughout the coastal communities, fishing communities in particular, in the actions of this particular individual. And in part, there are some philosophical differences in the IFQs or ITQ program there. That's been a promotional item of this particular individual, which I don't agree with.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is there further debate? What are the wishes of the committee? We would need. We have two. There's two questions here. One is to move the resolution, and the second is to approve the calendar.
Chairman?
Senator Zaroff.
I would move that Senate Resolution Number 5 be moved out of the Rules Committee with individual recommendations.
Are there objections? Without objection, Senate Resolution Number 5 is moved from the Rules Committee with individual recommendations. Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move that Senate Resolution Number 5 be calendared at the Chair's discretion.
The motion is to approve Senate Resolution Number 5 for calendaring at the Chair's discretion. Are there objections? Without objection, Senate Resolution Number 5 will be calendared at the Chair's discretion. If members will sign the committee report.
Oh, you didn't get it.
And I believe we have any other business to come before the Rules Committee, so the Rules Committee is adjourned.